Monkey Man is the new directorial debut from Dev Patel, also starring Dev Patel as a man who works in an underground fight club who hatches a plan to infiltrate the elites in order to exact his revenge. Mm-hmm. This is a bloody, bone-breaking action brawler that people are saying is like in the mold of John Wick. It's got a lot of homages to Asian cinema, mm-hmm. action cinema from
a lot of Korean,
the Korean revenge movies to stuff like Ong Bak and The Raid as well. Mm-hmm. It is a really interesting film for Dev Patel to make as his directorial debut, kind of casting him in the light of an action star, something that hasn't really been his reputation throughout his career. And
that's pretty ballsy though.
Yeah, it sort of shines a new light on like what he can do as a movie star. And I think it's a pretty interesting movie as well. Definitely one of the most hyped films that we got at South by Southwest, where it just had its world premiere. Amanda, what were your thoughts coming out of Monkey Man?
Yeah. So I did like that, you know, when you think you hear John Wick, you hear that he's casting himself and he's directing it. You almost worry that he is going to make himself a little bit too OP, like overpowered, kind of like how Jake Gyllenhaal was in Roadhouse, where it's like you're pretty much unstoppable. But no, he openly said it's like, no, I'm like, I'm a fighter and I'm going to be a very good one, but I'm also going to take a lot of hits. I'm going to get knocked down. I'm not going to be the best. I am going to be the unlikely guy. I'm not going to look like I should be winning any fights. And I like that approach to it versus just making himself this like thing of legend. Because even John Wick gets the shit torn out of him in every movie, and that's what makes him so cool. But even he gets the air of like, oh my god, it's John Wick, almost like, oh my god, it's Jason Bourne. Like John Wick gets that, he becomes a myth almost throughout it, like the Baba Yaga, like the whole thing. It is literally a thing. Dev kind of avoids that a little bit by just being so dedicated in this like one mission that he has in life, and it is very, very cool. So I think that this movie starts incredibly. It's very dynamic as it's kind of working out how he's planning to work his way up, his dedication. He almost has a little bit of like a Joker origin story with some like burns on his hands where he kind of tells different stories every time about how he got them. And then this is where me and Zach differ. I think that this has like an incredible beginning, an incredible ending, so dynamic, so fun, so satisfying. I think the middle is so muddy. I think that's where it hits a lull. I think it doesn't necessarily do enough to engage with you some of the bigger themes that are happening. Mm-hmm. I'll admit I was a little tired, but like I was awake the entire time. It is one I want to revisit for that, but I do personally feel like there was a pretty distinct lull in the middle of the movie. Once it kicks back, you're like, you're good and you're going, but it's like he falls into a river at one point, and it's like after that for like at least an hour. I'm like, okay.
This is neither complimentary nor
an hour.
Not an hour. It's not an hour. That was
Yeah, this is neither a compliment nor an insult, but it reminded me almost of the structure of some video games where, you know how a video game will throw you in and show you, like, this is how cool it can be.
Like they'll Uncharted.
They'll give you, like, an amazing mission off the bat, and then they take you more almost, like, through a tutorial that slows down before it picks back up.
And I just think that the tutorial needed actually a little bit more tutorialing. Yeah.
Well, so, and you, that part really bothered you. I do think it is a lull in the film, but I think there's a lot of really good stuff
there.
There's, like, an amazing training montage that I'd like put up with there with like the Rockies and stuff like that.
It's up there.
But
it's
it does. That's when you start to get into like the whole mythology behind this idea of the Monkey Man and also this revenge plot. And, as with most films, I feel like flashback kind of hurts momentum. And particularly in that moment, it's like you've given us so much like visceral action and this really incredible sequence. And then to slow it down is kind of a change of pace. So it becomes muddier there, and the story itself isn't exactly like the most clearly defined. Like we're not immersed in Indian politics the way that some people are, so we're not picking up on some of what I'm sure are the subtleties in there.
Yeah.
But there is this whole idea of working your way up through the caste system that is totally like understand. Like
very, get it. You see what's happening.
Yeah, and it's a cool way to sort of frame this. Like I think we see a lot of films that are like, just standard kind of guy wants revenge for how he was wronged in the past. Mm-hmm. Rooting it more in what's going on in India and the whole societal dynamic there, I think adds a lot to it. But ultimately, the thing that I took away from this is just how badass a lot of
it is. It's so badass.
Taking off his shirt.
It's badass. It is badass.
I asked him. He gave me an answer. I said, Jake Gyllenhaal no shirt or Dev Patel no shirt? And he said, oh, there's something about Dev.
Something about Dev. The ladies agree. The ladies agree based on that screening. They agree.
I mean, look, Dev is a really handsome dude in this movie. I don't think you can deny that. But I just feel like, you know, he, unlike Jake Gyllenhaal, who you mentioned is this kind of unstoppable force, mm-hmm. there's just this wiliness to him. A little bit more unpredictable. Yeah.
Like,
you know,
a monkey.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And that kind of adds to just the how insane this movie feels at times. Yeah. There's some like really sick kills in this movie. Mm-hmm. It is certainly sicker than some of the horror films.
It is. There's like literally, I think, the most satisfying kill of this festival that is both kind of gruesome and fun and just kind of like, is in this movie.
Absolutely. I mean,
the scene without spoiling it for me? Because y'all keep talking about this kill.
I don't know how you can.
It's hard to spoil it.
It just involves a knife.
Remember how you told me
it's a little like In a Violent Nature.
In a Violent Nature, you'll know. But you had told me it's like it's the what happens right before the cover. Is this in a kitchen? Is it in a hallway? Will it spoil to even?
It's a
tell
bathroom.
Me? That's it. Don't tell me anything else.
I think it is a bathroom. It is after a kitchen. Yeah. Because
the kitchen scene is out. It reminds me of
struggling. The reason why he has to do the way he's doing it is because he's struggling. It's not a flashy kill for the sake of being flashy. It's a desperation kill that you've never seen done before, and it's so good.
Yeah, and it's just there are certain moments like that, or sequences even, mm-hmm. where the violence will spill over from one moment to another, from a building to the street, into through other buildings, and the way they're able to orchestrate that is pretty electric.
Yeah.
I think this is also a really beautifully shot movie.
Yes, yeah, very well shot.
The guy's name is escaping me, but it's the same cinematographer who did Whiplash.
Yes, that's when he said that. I was like, that makes so much sense
And just the way certain scenes are lit with like a lot of red light sort of soaking the action, and it just makes it look really,
letting
really badass.
Things be dark.
Sharon Mayer,
letting
absolutely.
Things be dark, but then also lit properly. We've seen a couple dark.
Coach Carter, he's a legend.
Yeah, there's a couple darker movies in this that were hard to see. I feel like there was a lot of scenes in Arcadian that were really hard to see.
Yes.
This was like, we're letting it be dark, but we know what we're doing, so the contrast is there that you can make things out, but it's still letting it. It's bathed in lights. Yeah. It's bathed in just vibes. You know, like it's very well done. Like, it sounded like I was way more negative going into that, but it's just because like. Yeah, it's more that I'm disappointed. I'm like, if it is just a little more in the middle, just a little more connective tissue, a little bit more momentum in some of those areas, give me some of the like fun snappiness of like the purse passing hands from the beginning in that middle section, and that would have been, the whole thing probably would have been perfect for me. And a lot of those problems might resolve themselves for me on a second watch. We found that a lot, that we will catch movies second times, and issues we were wondering if we had or worried that pacing might be weird, it gets a lot better.
Do you think the action is better in this movie than Fall Guy?
It's just different. I don't know. It's just different.
Yeah, I mean, if Fall Guy is anything like Bullet Train, that's a style of action that's very kind of like, I want to say rubbery and not even a negative way. It just sort of like it's balletic.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Like it's really precise movements, and this is just like brutal.
It's closer to Roadhouse. The Monkey Man and Roadhouse are where I'd compare. I do think obviously some of the style Fall Guy has to that would be similar to Roadhouse in ways too. Fall Guy, it's just different because some of it is intentional stylized stunt action, and it's action scenes from someone who is a stunt guy. So he knows how to do things. He knows how to fall. He knows how to take hits. He knows how to use things that are technically prop items as real weapons. So
Fall Guy. Because in Monkey Man, that kitchen scene, he was doing that drunken master stuff where he was using anything.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah. But like Fall Guy, it's like you end up in an actor's house and there's all these different props from the movies and they're using different things. And it's like, the only person who would know how to make it look believable in certain things is a guy whose job is to make it look believable.
Would it be wrong to say that Fall Guy feels almost more like choreography and Monkey Man feels more like desperation, right?
Monkey Man has a lot more.
The Oscars have a stunt category. You've been put on the branch, and Roadhouse, Fall Guy, and Monkey Man are nominated. Who's getting the gold?
Fall Guy.
Oh,
because Fall Guy has everything. Fall Guy has everything.
You should have said, "My eyes see Fall Guy."
My eyes see the Fall Guy. That's just me though. And again, on repeat watches, like again, it's like
this makes me excited because these are two movies I need to watch.
It would be like trying to compare John Wick action to Bullet Train action, I guess.
Yeah. John Wick should win.
but yeah, but I do think that
they're different.
It's just
different styles of acting. And
yeah,
stuff,
like my mom's gonna like the Fall Guy action because it's more kinetic and fun versus Monkey Man, which she's probably not gonna watch. And she's gonna be like, "Why is your father watching this for the 30th time?"
I give the raid to the action aficionados because normal people are gonna be like, "It's a little too much," whereas Fall Guy would have been that.
Yeah, and there are
so Monkey Man crosses that line.
Monkey Man is great. Like that's what I'm saying. The action scenes deliver. They are great. He's fantastic. It is very satisfying action scenes. R.
It's a hard R.
It's a hard R.
Like, you guys haven't even seen the R, but you saw the movie.
Yeah,
you
know, hard R, hard R.
This is a movie that is not afraid to break bones, to leave people bloody. Mm-hmm. You know, like it does not shy away from the brutality of these kills. It's not like the Marvel thing where it's just like, or whatever.
Yeah, it is definitely
falling over and dying.
Yeah, choreography is probably.
Was that an R?
No, that's going to be PG-13. Well, maybe, I don't know. Maybe here it's R. In Canada, it's definitely not going to be. I don't think so. That would be dumb to make that rated R. Yeah, yeah.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You mentioned recommending the raid to the action heads. I think this is going to be a movie a lot of the action heads really, really appreciate. It is very indebted to a lot of those films. Like specifically the raid.
Very much the raid.
The kitchen scene.
You feel it.
Not just that, because he's like working his way through a building too.
Okay, so even the same approach. Yeah.
And like, you know, there might be some people who like turn their nose up to it. And it's like, oh, well, I see why you're doing Enter the Dragon and this isn't it. I think all of that stuff is done really lovingly.
I agree.
And kind of like, it just makes you think of the things that are great. Like he's talking about his love for Bruce Lee. I think it just really evokes those films in a really great way at its best moments.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like it's stealing, or if it is, it's stealing creatively the way Tarantino does.
Yeah, it's more
stealing
homage.
With love. It's more homage than stealing. It's not like, oh, I did this and I haven't realized that I've taken all these ideas from things I love. It's like he knows that and he's like, how can I be that too?
Wears
how can I do
sleeve,
that?
Yeah.
You know, in a good way, in a very good way. Yeah, it's definitely the more visceral, raw fight scenes there versus like obviously Fall Guys is more polished, even if he is getting kind of roughed in different areas.
Most important question. Does Ryan Gosling take off his shirt in Fall Guys? Because now we really have a comparison between Jake.
Yeah, because Dev gets a nice shirt off moment here.
I don't know.
The one stunt he doesn't do?
He might not have like a really dramatic pull your shirt off scene. I'm trying to think. I'm not the first to ask.
He had enough in Ken.
See, this is why Monkey Man is better.
Yeah. I'm not going to notice.
Clears.
He might, but he is kind of like, it's funny because he's a badass in The Fall Guy, but he's also kind of like that goofy, slightly like that Ryan Gosling that's willing to take the like the shit that he's willing. He, you know, it's not like he's going to get locked in the Vin Diesel versus... The Rock, where like neither one can lose in their contract, so they have to like stalemate all the time. Like he's willing to let himself get the shit kicked out of him and have weird things happen. So I'm trying to remember. I don't know if there's actually ever a scene where he takes his shirt off.
And
I don't
if
think
there is,
to.
The fact you didn't remember it, I mean, I know it's not for you, but like still,
he's Canadian. I appreciate it, but yeah, no.
language wise, you guys are telling me that this takes place in India.
Yeah.
Do they do a good job at balancing what would be in English and?
Yeah, I mean,
they steer English for sure.
They steer English. There is some non-English language.
A good amount. Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, also India is a country that a lot of people like to speak.
There's actually just different. I feel like people don't even realize that depending on what region of India you're from, there's
speaking
different
Tamil,
dialects.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
I'm curious to see people who know more about those politics.
Yeah, he was talking about it a little bit. I feel like that's kind of making me feel like I think he was saying that the movie needed to do a little bit more, even for people who are familiar with the Indian politics.
Yeah.
It came across as a little bit.
Well, that's the thing. I think to him it came across as maybe vapid, and to us it comes across as like, oh, well, we don't normally engage with it, so it's really interesting.
It's interesting, and I want it more.
Yeah. I don't know. For me, I'm also like not always looking for that deep of a dive in my actual thrillers.
Me neither.
And,
it
you know,
was
it's
so prominently featured at times that I felt like it needed.
Yeah,
to go
I mean,
deeper.
Well, I think the movie, what it's going for, is not necessarily like to be a deep look at like the political situation.
Agreed.
More of a representative one.
Absolutely.
Right? Like these are people who represent represent rulers. He even talks about some people representing like God in the movie.
Yeah,
and I think elements of that work. I don't know if I'd put this movie up with like the all-timer action films. I think there are some. There's some pacing things that keep it from there, but there are moments where you'll feel like you're watching it.
I do actually feel like it had a weird engagement with the concept of God at times.
Yeah.
It kind of felt like it went really not Jesus-y, obviously, but like godly at some points, but then also didn't want to fully, because like it ends with a quote, like it ends with something like that. So I feel like there was just some things I definitely want to watch it again and like maybe pick up on some more of the small stuff. It is still like it's good. Like I'm not trying to sound negative on it because I do think like it's. I'm saying it's like an amazing. It's like a sandwich with the best bread in the world, and then the middle's kind of like maybe we didn't catch it on its best day. You know, maybe
we're
it needed
looking
to be
for a meat
heated up.
And bread.
Maybe it needed to be heated up a little bit more. It's a little cold. I don't really like cold dishes. You know,
I'm still excited for it. I will not be catching in 4DX, but I'm looking for that Dolby.
Yeah, I went four stars on it. This is one of the few movies I really, really responded to here. Yeah. I mean, like, we've been talking about how there haven't been a lot of movies that have really excited us. This is one of the few ones where I was like, I am going to tweet my thoughts about this.
Yeah, absolutely.
It did electrify me a bit, even if it's not perfect.
That's cool.
And that's what I'm looking for a fest like this. You know, it's just that
feeling
that makes you want to jump out of your chair.
And you showed me the Q&A. It looked like
everybody was having a great time. Everybody was having a great time. And that's what, and it was like, that was the other thing I want to mention. He had a really hard time making this movie. I didn't realize, apparently, because he started working on it during the pandemic, and then it went total stalemate.
A
little before, so total stalemate once the pandemic hit. Couldn't get anybody to get it done. So then by the time it was pretty much done, that's when Jordan Peele comes in and it was like, I'm going
to
help you
but
get
also,
the distribution.
Y'all got to see him.
Help you finish up.
Him. He looks
and
so
he,
great.
And he wanted Peele to leave. He wanted to step up stage because he didn't want to steal Dev's moment.
He
didn't.
Knew. Yeah.
And Dev insisted he come on stage and he still stayed way over to the side so that if people were getting videos, he wouldn't
another part
be.
Another part that I liked, he showed me the intro where he knew Dev's going to be really nervous. So let me do the thank you studio heads, thank you this, thank you that. I'm like, bro, you're such a good wingman.
So knowing the care that's going into it for that is
that's
very cool.
Cool
and helping it get finished thanks to Monkey Paw Studios.
And just speaking more about the troubles he had making this, he broke, I think it was his foot 2 weeks before production.
Oh, his arm. No, his hand.
His hand 2 days into production.
Right.
So they had to re-choreograph some of the scenes so that because he had a nail in his hand so he could only hit in certain ways.
And he wasn't supposed to? The doctor said don't do anything, no weight, no nothing on your hand, and immediately goes back and starts punching people. He's lucky he can still use his hand for this movie. Like he almost
got
permanently disfigured
from crawling around bathroom floors and stuff. Like
it's gritty. Like they are showing you every level of the system of India, from the ultra elite people paying for people from all around the world for to do whatever they want to them,
and then the beggars on the bottom,
the people, you know, like 30 people sharing like a room.
The less fun people have making a movie, usually the better it is.
That's fair. He seemed so proud and humbled by the whole thing. So it's really nice to see someone so passionate about what they do. I do think it's. It can be really rough. Sometimes people want to direct and act in things and they kind of hang it in, and you know the first AD is doing most of the work. We've talked about it before. I do feel like he was heavily involved in everything, even though he's in every shot. I do believe that
that's a good point, right? Because even if it's off to a second unit, it's like, okay, sure, second unit, but it's still you in that unit the actor. Plus, I always think back to The Office and John Krasinski. That man had to work overtime, still is, with the action genre to get out of there. Mm-hmm. What a genius move. Start with action.
Start with action.
Start with what people already know is the hardest to get, that in comedy, right?
Yeah.
Boy's already been funny, boy's already been dramatic. I think he needed an action movie. And he can now do whatever he
wants.
And he did.
He nailed it. He's a believable action star. Like, incredibly
that's
believable.
That's the biggest jump
in. And honestly, I guess I kind of saw a little bit of that in, you know, in Green Knight, where that's more of the cowardly action. He's not actually the action star.
Yeah,
he's the guy who wants to be. It's very drama. But no, he's great. It's a really good movie.
That's
definitely
awesome.
Worth seeing, especially if you're a fan of any of those kind of like.
What can't this man do?
Especially if you're a fan of Dev Patel.
And Dev Patel as well. If you're a fan of Dev, you got to check it out.
How
just
is he
to support
not
the boy.
Right.
He's in the underbelly, like Super Yaki's got Dev Patel shirts, like they know, they've been on it.
But it's like he's not.
Well, Slumdog
Millionaire is insane. First of all,
I think that's gone full circle where people don't like it anymore.
Well, I mean, don't tell the audience at South by that. It got a huge applause.
It did. But think about who's in that audience. Like, everybody's going to cheer. Everybody's going to love because it's him.
Yeah.
And you're there for him. But like,
I think it just happened. The same thing that happens to most Best Picture
it
winners.
It is. Yeah.
You start to get a backlash.
Yeah. It became the butt of a joke of The Office. You know, it was an Office skit.
Yeah.
And it's good. It's a great movie. It's an incredible movie.
He was having flashbacks. I thought it was
Yeah, exactly.
No, but I think the thing you're talking about Dev's opportunities is sort of the thing that we started with at the beginning.
Yeah.
That him putting himself in a role like this
really cool.
kind of explodes your opinion of who Dev Patel is as an actor.
Yes.
So I'm really looking forward to like what the next pivot is, this leads to. I see people being like, well, maybe he could be James Bond. And you know what? He would be a dope James Bond.
He would be a dope James Bond. And just knowing, like, he's still very thankful to Slumdog Millionaire, just being like, you know, this is a movie that no one wanted to see happen. And that was a movie that no one wanted to see happen. And now look where they both are, kind of thing, you know?
Academy Award nomination with that other one that he was in, the
Lion. He was nominated for that.
I mean, yeah, he's up there. He's got a good show that I still need to catch up on with.
Yeah.
And now he's a director.
Oh, he's great.
Feature director.
Good movie. Great movie.
Shout out Dev.
Great movie.
Yeah, great movie.